are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's 5 San Antonio. Glad to have you back. Another fan episode, but this fan episode will be the last word the fan base has to say about the Spurs and those trio of first-round picks they got and a second-round pick headed up to Thursday night out in New York City. Who is repping the fan base again on this fan episode? He is no stranger to this kind of setup here. He is Danny Sandoval. Danny, welcome back to Locked On Spurs.
Okay, yeah, we're reporting live from the white sandy beaches of Miramar Beach. So, yes, glad to join you, Jeff, as always.
You are on a beach right now? Did I hear that correctly?
I'm absolutely on a beach right now. Let me kind of paint a picture for you here. I'm looking at the seafoam green shoreline coming in and looking at the views. So the views are really nice out here. I'm not talking about the water.
You're talking about the crabs and the sand and the clear skies, right?
I'm sure there's definitely some crabs out here.
but how you feeling though ahead of the big night Thursday? All right, well then that sounds to me like you're pretty relaxed. How you feeling with the big night just a few days away?
You know what? I'm very zen, very very zen. Kind of like we've talked about before. You know, the Spurs are going to do what the Spurs are going to do. I mean, we saw last year, and actually the last couple of years, we all had kind of an opinion. We all kind of did our mock drafts. We all kind of had our hopes and dreams of who the Spurs were going to select, and that didn't happen. It didn't happen that way. Spurs picked Josh Primo out of nowhere last year. No one thought he'd be selected before the 20th pick, for sure. So, yeah, I mean, I think we all have our players that we like now at this point, but who knows? Who knows what they're going to do? So why worry?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, the Spurs fans can cry and moan about everything, but at the end of the day, the Spurs are going to spur, just like last year proved, as Danny mentioned. Let's go to dive into this fan episode of Locked On Spurs, and we're going to first talk about the team ahead of the big night. I guess the first question is, what are the fans, you know, before we give your thoughts, what are the fans' final thoughts on the draft? Is it simple as, well, throw their hands up in the air, Spurs going to spur, or are Spurs still kind of banging on the desk because they want their guy at number 9?
You know, I think the Spurs have kind of taught us, if the Spurs have taught us anything, it is to kind of expect the unexpected. I think on the overall fan base, even though, like I said, we have our favorites, we have our guys that we hope that they select. But I think for the most part, I mean, it's up in the air. I mean, any type of leaks or rumors, I think it was last week, there was a rumor that the Spurs were going to pick a center. I don't see that happening, but we all know how the Spurs operate. They don't let any leaks come through. There's nothing coming out of that war room right now. If there is, it's probably a smoke screen. So I think for the most part, fans understand that, yeah, I mean, they're gonna choose, or they're gonna choose. It's probably not anybody that we think it's gonna be.
Yeah, do you think fans? I guess the panic button would be if they draft a project at number 9. Can you imagine a drafting stash? Can you imagine a project player at number 9, like a Primo? You know, again for a second season in a row. I think that might be the panic button.
I can't imagine it because it's the Spurs we're talking about again. So yes, I can definitely see that happening. Would not be shocked at all. Would I be mad at it? You know what? I mean, maybe it's the island time. I'm out doing this for me right now. I'm out over here in Florida to where I'm not really feeling a lot of pressure. So maybe it's that. But would I get mad? Probably not. Because at this point, and we'll probably talk about it a little bit later, I mean, unless something happens where we trade up or we trade for an existing star, whoever we draft on draft night at number 9 is not going to turn our fortunes right away. It's not like it's going to going to make a playoff team next year. So, no. Would I get mad? No. I'd be curious, and I'd be like, okay, I mean, what are they doing and what do they see? but I wouldn't get mad. And I don't think, I mean, maybe, yeah, there are going to be some Spurs fans that get mad at the pick, whoever it might be, whether it's a project player or whether it's somebody different than what they would have done. But there's no need to get mad at this point. I mean, we know who they are. They've missed the playoffs 3 years in a row. There's not really any expectation, at least from my point of view, that they're going to make the playoffs next year. So there's no need to get mad. If anything,
with the draft.
If anything, the time to get mad has already passed, because we should have tanked the last 20 games and given ourselves a better shot for number one. But I digress.
Or maybe have tanked since Kawhi left. Maybe that's when it should have happened.
Oh, that's really more like it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, we're talking about the draft here on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs. But one live NBA draft show is not enough for a Locked On. Every show is going to be going live on draft night. So join me 15 minutes after our pick at Locked On Spurs on YouTube for the immediate reaction from your local expert. Subscribe now to Locked On Spurs so you know when I go live. We're talking with Danny Sanders right here on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs. And these are the final thoughts. This is it, Danny. The final words you're going to get in before Thursday night and what the fans might be thinking ahead of the big night. Now, before we get to our first break here, you know, I want to just kind of leave you with a thought to think about when we get back here. Now, number 9 is the highest pick the Spurs have had since Tim Duncan. I mean, that was even Tony Parker's reaction when I spoke to him recently. I said, hey, Tony, you know, what do you think about the Spurs' draft? The first thing he said was, number 9, it's been a while. So needless to say, if a Spurs great can see that, you can see that, I can see that, the fan base can see it, everybody can see it, that this is a top 10 pick. But I'll let you chew on this for a bit. Are fans, or is Danny Sanders expecting a home run hit with pick number 9? All right, NBA fans, are you looking for a daily fantasy option for the NBA? Then you need to try the award-winning app Prize Picks. Prize Picks is a daily fantasy made easy. I love this, and we all know you will too. Look, it's easy to use. You pick 2 to 5 players, and over and under the projections, you win up to 10 times on any entry, and it's just you versus the projected numbers. Entries can be made 60 seconds or less. It's that easy. Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. Use the award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play. Look, pick a prop you can think of. Points scored to rebounds, even steals, even mixed sports entries can be used over at Prize Picks. And Prize Picks doesn't just offer NBA. They got options on college basketball, college football, NFL, MLB, soccer, MMA, and much, much more. For a limited time, Prize Picks has an exclusive no-brainer of an offer. For all our users, get $50 for free if a player in your first Prize Picks entry scores a single point. But you got to use code NBA. That's right. An exclusive offer available right here for Locked On fans. Sign up today. Use that code NBA for $50 for free if a player in your first Prize Pick entry scores a single point. Danny Sanders right here on this episode of Locked On Spurs. The final chance for Spurs fans to get in their thoughts ahead of the big night come Thursday out in New York City. So right before the break, Danny, I left you a question to think about. Are fans, or should fans, expect a home run out of the park hit with pick number 9? And what are your thoughts about that? Should fans expect a home run, basically?
Real quick, shout out to that last sponsor and that last ad you did. You did really well. And shout out to anybody who gambles on sports, because, I mean, I lose $20 and I'm out. I mean, I'm already getting mad. But to answer your question, a home run, no. Fans should not expect a home run. I don't expect a home run. I think anybody that does expect a home run at number 9 is kind of lying to themselves a little bit. Because, look, this is what the Spurs do, right? We've seen how they develop players. I'm not going to go into the fact that more than likely a number 9 pick is going to probably go to Austin for some period of time this upcoming year, even though I think he should probably get thrown into the fire and just let him go. But we know how this is going to play out. They're going to select number 9. That player is probably going to get some run time for sure in the preseason. We'll all get excited. We'll see flashes of potential. He will go to Austin for a week or a month or 2 months or however long it's going to be. They'll come back maybe around December or January and develop them from then on. And we won't really see the true potential of this player probably for another, 2-3 years? We've seen this happen before. So a home run, no. It's not going to be immediate. Whoever we select, I mean, we all know the names at this point as to the options that are probably going to be there at number 9. Whoever we select is not going to be someone that's going to be a force to be reckoned with and make us a contender right away. I wish. I mean, I hope, but we could all hope that that would be the case. That's not going to happen. This player, whoever we select, is not going to really be really unleashed until, what, 2 or 3 years down the line. So, no, I don't expect that to happen. And other Spurs fans, I don't think, expect that to happen either.
You brought up something that's interesting. I want to get the fan thought on this and your thought on this. We expand on it a bit. Is Austin Spurs a number 9 pick on paper, on theory, should be able to impact or at least play immediately. But
yeah, I agree.
This is the Spurs MO. They draft and they stash. Now, to their credit, maybe it's been a little less stash. Keldon Johnson, a few months, came to San Antonio. Primo, a few months in Austin, then planted himself in San Antonio. What I feel for the number 9 pick, it should be a month at best, at most, and then get your butt to San Antonio and play the entire season.
It should be. You're right. You're absolutely right. Honestly, a week or two at best, maybe to get some conditioning, maybe to get some just familiarity with the system, maybe just to be able to say, hey, we send all of our rookies to Austin no matter how high you get selected. But it's going to happen. I mean, inevitably, it's going to happen. And people are going to say, like, well, I mean, they're number 9 pick. I mean, they're too talented to go to Austin. No, this is what the Spurs do. And it's part of the getting over yourself process, as far as regardless of who you are. I mean, I honestly believe, and I'm not being facetious here, unless we actually drafted in the top 3, even if you're a top 4 or 5 selection, you're going to Austin. You're going to Austin. And I almost think that would still apply maybe for a top 3 pick, especially in this draft, because even the top 3 or 4 players that are projected to go in that slot, they're not slam dunk superstars like Tim Duncan was back in the day. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely their MO. It's how they operate. It's what they do. I think rookies and guys that are projected to go in that slot, they kind of expect it. And that's why whenever you interview them and you ask them, hey, how did your interview go with the Spurs? They always talk about development. They always talk about how they develop their guys because they know.
Yeah, they know. I get a chance to catch up with a few prospects that the Spurs theoretically can draft. And take, for example, Marjon Beauchamp out of the G League Ignite. Yeah. I asked him about, oh, you know, what are your thoughts about playing San Antonio? Because he's, you know, projected in that late first round. And all he hammered on was resources. The Spurs have the resources to make me a better player. And he pointed to DeJounte Murray as an example.
You know what that translates to? Resources. Resources means they have the time to work with me. Meaning, hey, there's no expectation that they have to compete next year, maybe even the year after. They're willing to spend time with me and put into me the resources that I need to get to be the best player I can. So that's what that translates to. It means, hey, zero expectations. They're going to spend time with me. They're going to invest into me. And yeah, I mean, players understand that.
I mean, look what Shaedon Sharpe told me. When I asked him about, like, oh, you want to play with anybody in particular? Should San Antonio draft her? He said, no. He goes, no, not really. There's nobody on that roster I would want to play with. He goes, if anything, San Antonio allows me to showcase what I can do. I mean, have the Spurs turned into that? Have they turned into that now?
Well, you know what? Not to toot my own horn. Everyone knows I don't like doing that. But I've been saying that now for the last couple of years, that I think that guys coming out of college, guys coming up in the draft, what's going to happen is they're going to come to find out that that's how the Spurs develop their players as far as sending them to Austin. And especially now, because we're not a championship team, we're not even a team that contends for the playoffs, really, at this point. So, yeah, I mean, guys like Shaedon Sharpe are going to say, hey, even if I get drafted by this team tomorrow, I'm going to be the best player on that team tomorrow, like right away, right off the block. And I was actually kind of surprised, because I've seen a couple of other interviews he did with other teams, namely the Sacramento Kings. Mm-hmm. And I think he's really just torpedoing his chances of getting selected in the top 10 because of his attitude. And I don't like some of the answers given. He could be, I mean, talented, I mean, an all-world talent, but the answers he's given me are kind of disturbing. And I would love for the Spurs to pick him, but maybe like with their 20 or 25th pick. But somebody you mentioned earlier, Beauchamp, I can definitely see the Spurs selecting him with their 20 or 25th pick. I watched a couple of games with him last year with Ignite. Really athletic, kind of in the same vein. Oh my gosh, I'm having a brain fart right now. Who's the guy with the Hornets? Remember, he kind of flirted with us a little bit last summer, but signed with the Hornets. Oh my gosh.
Kai Jones?
No. He signed as a free agent.
He's not a free agent. I'm sorry. Kelly Oubre.
There we go. He's kind of in that same mold as Kelly Oubre, as far as just very lanky, tall, athletic, very, 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 very thin, but very defensive minded. I can tell. I mean, he could definitely be a monster on defense, a beast on defense. Not so much maybe in a setting of for our offensive system, but in a fast breaking team, he could probably do a lot of damage. I could definitely see the Spurs taking a flyer on him with a 20 or 25th pick, and I hope he's around during that time.
We're talking with Danny Sanders right here on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs, the final chance for Spurs fans to get their voice in ahead of the big night on Thursday out in Brooklyn, New York City. Follow Danny on Twitter at DannySanders80, and we're talking about the final thoughts on the Spurs at the draft. I'm really resigned to the fact that whoever they pick is not going to be a home run, because is there really a home run pick in this draft? Like, that's really going to change fortunes overnight. Like LeBron James, that changes your fortunes overnight. You mentioned Tim Duncan overnight, Shaq overnight. You know, is Chet really an overnight, team changer? Is Johnny Davis, is Ivy? I don't see that in this draft, Danny.
Yeah, I've never been a huge fan of Chet. There's something about him, just the way that just his body structure. And I mean, I'm not trying to be not trying to body shame him at all, but I mean, there's just something about the way that he's made, the way he's built, just does not seem to translate to me. But I mean, I could definitely be wrong. To me, the home run hitters of this draft seem to be Banchero and Jabari Smith. Those are the two players I think I would look at to see that if for some reason the Spurs were able to trade up to them, which they're not going to, those would be the home run hitters, and those would be the players that I could see turning things around somewhat. Obviously, it would still take a couple of years of development.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, there's not really a lot of players right now that are going to turn a team's fortunes around right away, especially where we are. So.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad you, we're talking about this topic, because that's a great way how to end this fan episode of Locked On Spurs. We're going to be talking about if fans understand that if the Spurs keep number 9, that player is not going to be a franchise changer. But before we do that, this episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of make and models, it's impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Look, don't go to those intimidating questioning the lines at your local auto parts store. Like, you got a computer at home, you got one in your pocket, your cell phone, just go to rockauto.com and check out everything they have. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years, and the prices at Rock Auto are always reliably low for every single customer. They got everything you can need: brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website today. Find the solution for your auto part needs at Rock Auto. Go to rockauto.com right now. See other parts available for your car or truck. And when you go there, write Locked On in the How Do They Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. An amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. You want to go to rockauto.com. We're back with Danny Sanders right here on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs, the final fan episode before NBA Draft Night 2022. So, good way to wrap this episode with you, Danny, is this. Do the fans understand that there's a chance that whoever they select at 9, and if they keep the number 9 pick, that that's not going to be a franchise changer?
Yes, not absolutely. I have not seen anybody talk about how number 9 is going to be. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Somebody was kind enough to leave the gate open for me. Yeah, I don't see anybody talking about how number nine is going to be a game changer or a franchise changer. No one's saying that. And I think for the most part, we have a pretty, pretty smart fan base, with the exception of maybe three or four or five people out there. But yeah, no one's saying that. Everyone understands this is a slow process. The rebuild is a slow burn. Everyone talks about how last year was year one of our rebuild. Honestly, it should be a lot longer than that, or a lot farther along than that. But yeah, I mean, anybody we draft, anybody we select, is not going to really be seen as his true potential for another 2, 3, 4 years. And I mean, we saw at this trade deadline this past year that the Spurs weren't afraid to really start to calculate some of these timelines and say, hey, let's go ahead, let's trade a Derek White. Let's trade a Thad Young, even though, I mean, he was far beyond whatever timeline we had going on. Here it is. I would not be averse to trading DeJounte Murray if it meant more draft picks and possibly either more draft picks down the line or this year, to where we could have that draft capital to continue to churn out some possibly good young talent that might be able to better serve our timeline. Because look at this. I mean, the main core of our team, with the exception of DeJounte, we're talking about who? We're talking about Keldon, Devin, Primo, Trey Jones. We're talking about who? Who else? I'm trying to think. Really,
Wieskamp.
Those four guys, yeah. Right? Those four guys, they average an age about, what, 21, 22, 23 years old at the oldest?
Yeah, this is what a college team in reality, right?
Exactly, like a college team full of seniors. So that's kind of the time frame we need to be looking at. And I would not be averse at all to doing something like that, to where we stash some draft capital for down the line, let these young guys mesh. Look, we saw what happened last week with the Warriors winning the championship. They were talking about how the core of that team, Steph, Draymond, Clay, they've been together since, what, 2011, 2012, somewhere around that time. So about 10 or 11 years that they have played together and lived together, learned together, lost together, and look where they are now. I think I said back in November that they were going to win the championship, and things were kind of rocky a couple of months out of that basketball season, but now they're champs. And I think you could see early on the potential for that team and where they were going. And I think that that's probably what the Spurs are looking at also, even though it's funny because the Warriors will tell you that they kind of have built themselves in the mold of the Spurs, but the Spurs need to be looking at teams like the Warriors now and saying, hey, if we can get together a young group of guys and keep them together 6 or 7 years or 8 years, maybe we can be the Warriors in five or six or 7 or 8 years. So that's how they need to look at this.
Ooh, looks like a lot of patience going to need to be handed by the Spurs fans. A lot of patience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, before I let you go, what are your final thoughts about the Spurs ahead of Thursday night?
Final thoughts, what I would like to see happen. I really like Jeremy Sochan. Really, really like his energy a lot. I like what I see out of him as far as just his maturity. And he's very worldly. He's traveled the world. I like that he's coming from a basketball family. I think if I understand right, his parents played basketball, if I'm not mistaken. So he comes from a round ball family, and he speaks the language of basketball, and he's very, very, very intense on the court. I liked seeing how, in Baylor this past year, I mean, even though he wasn't a starter, I think he was a sixth man, he really made his presence felt as soon as he touched the court. And that's what we need. If you look at the Spurs the last couple of years, especially last year, you never saw anybody that whenever they hit the court, that they made an immediate impact. And we need somebody to make other teams feel them. And that's what I think Jeremy Sochan could do for us. That's who I really want to see at nine. I know other Spurs fans have seen, have bandied around names like Johnny Davis or Terry Eason or some other players. For me, it's Jeremy Sochan. I think whoever they pick at nine, they'll probably keep that nine pick, that number nine pick, but I can definitely see them trying to trade up and use 20 and 25 as some bartering chips to maybe move up, which, I mean, that I wouldn't be averse to that at all. But again, kind of like what I said a few moments ago, I think some Spurs fans have kind of said, hey, surely we can't take three or four new rookies onto the new team next year. I wouldn't be mad at it. I would not be mad at it. Because, again, this is not going to be a fast deal. There's not going to be a situation where we're going to be a good team overnight. And the fact that we would take three or four young guys, rookies, that even if we do select somebody at number 20 and 25, look at the Spurs' history. They chose DeJounte at 28, Tony at 29. I mean, we have that history of being able to choose players late in the draft and develop them into superstars, or stars at least, to make an impact. Look at Tilden. I think the one big whiff that I always talk about is Lucas Samanich. But they can turn these guys around to where, even if they bring in new talent of that, new rookies, I wouldn't be mad at it. But at the same end, I hope what's going on is, I hope that they are surveying the league and seeing if there's an opportunity to possibly trade for a star or superstar. That way we can maybe accelerate this rebuild. But again, realistically, that's not the Spurs way.
Yeah, definitely not. Before I let you go as well, I just want to get your thoughts on this. Now, I want you to grade me how Lockdown Spurs did at a recent Lockdown NBA mock draft. So briefly, Lockdown Spurs selected Jalen Duren with number 9, traded with Lockdown Hornets for the number 15 pick, and Jakob Poeltl in exchange. They got the 20th. Also the Spurs, Lockdown Spurs, got Kelly Oubre. So at number 15, I selected Nikola Jovic. And at 25, because nobody wanted to trade 25 with me, I selected the kid Jaden Hardy out of the G League Ignite. So those, how do you think I did at the mock draft?
I think it's a solid A minus. I think it's a solid A minus, B plus range we're talking about. You said that the first pick was Harder.
Duren out of Memphis. Yeah,
out of Memphis. Rim runner, very athletic, big, kind of still raw, obviously, but very, very athletic. I like him. I don't necessarily know if I like him at number 9, but I like the activity you had as far as trading the other picks, getting somebody like Kelly Oubre. I'm glad you moved away from Poeltl, because I think, honestly, even though right now he's a bargain, he's going to be up for a new contract after this next year.
Yep.
And he's just way too limited for me as far as his offense. Defensively, yeah, I mean, he can be really good, but I think he's really come up short in some really big moments for us that I think it's time for us to move off of him and try to see if we can develop a new big young guy, and that would be it. I mean, Jalen Duren would definitely be the successor for Poeltl, and I would hope that would be somebody that, if that were to happen, if that scenario were to happen, we'd be able to kind of plug him in right away. But no, I like that. And I really like that last pick too, Hardy. He has some potential too. I really like him as a scorer. I don't know a lot about him, because I think I've seen some video, some grainy Sasquatch like footage of him out there. I've seen that he has some defensive liabilities, but he can definitely fill it up.
And you know, he's a ball handler at his position at the 4. I mean, just ridiculous handles at the 4. But, you know, who knows? I mean, I figure, too, Hardy definitely is a draft and stash. You stash him winning that G League Austin Spurs, he's wrecking shop. You know he's wrecking shop.
Yeah, for sure.
And,
for sure,
you know, we'll definitely see how it goes. But that's how I did at the Locked On NBA Ultimate Mock Draft. That is already out. You can listen to that on Locked On NBA podcast. And, yeah,
we
the first picks of the Ultimate. I wish. I will be there in Brooklyn this Thursday night, so maybe I'll knock on the door and say, or call them on the Zoom and be like, can I join in too, guys? Here's what I did at the Ultimate Mock Draft at Locked On NBA. But yeah, the first picks of the Ultimate NBA Mock Draft have been made. Search now for the Ultimate NBA Mock Draft and get over 50 insiders, the Odyssey sports experts, draft experts of Locked On NBA Big Board. The Ultimate Mock Draft is here. Make the Ultimate NBA Mock Draft your second listen today. Your first always being Locked On Spurs. Danny, tell everybody they can chat with you and give you their thoughts.
At Danny Sanders.
Yeah.
At Danny Sanders 80. You can always hit me up there. Going to be out here in Florida for the next, 5 days. So if I don't respond, it's because I'm probably out on the beach somewhere. So give me some time.
Yeah, maybe you'll be celebrating at the beach if the Spurs do well at the draft this Thursday.
You know what? I'm planning on it. I'm planning on having a really nice meal on Thursday night, having my iPad set up to watch the draft on ESPN. So I'm looking forward to it, and I'm hoping, right? I'm hoping to follow along with all other Spurs fans and be celebrating somehow.
Hopefully, all Spurs fans will be celebrating and not flipping tables as he did last year with Josh Primo. That was hilarious. That was even I was at Barclays when that happened, and even I stood up in my chair. I remember that night and just stared at that big screen on the stage and saying, "What?" I remember that was my first reaction. Just what? And I remember because I didn't know that Primo was not going to be at Barclays. You assume that the 11th pick will be there. I remember going to the conference room and the NBA staff told me, "Oh no, he's not here." So I'm like, okay, great. The Spurs made a surprise pick, and he's not even here physically in Barclays.
Even he knew. Like he didn't really belong there at that point. But no, I mean, it worked out. I mean, I've totally done a 180, and I really think he has a lot of potential. I really hope that turns out. But again, just like Axl Rose saying all those years ago, patience, right? Have a little patience.
And I couldn't think of a better note, musical note, to end this episode of Locked On Spurs.
Love so for that Danny, song.
Yeah, it's a great song. So for Danny Sanders, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs.